This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, we're speaking about Barney's because obviously the Eagles had an all-timer on Friday. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, did the Eagles Super Bowl parade, otherwise known as the Eagles Super Bowl party, live up to your expectations? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at SportsRadio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get the vote of our next guest, Ron Jaworski, our first guest of the day. Just love Jaws, and it's been so fun this entire season talking Eagles football with Jaws, and obviously he took it all in on Friday. Good morning, Jaws!
Joe, you just can't get rid of me, man. The excitement is just unbelievable. What an amazing victory, and this town is still on fire.
It really is. Jaws, what'd you think of Friday? Give me, from your standpoint, what some of the highlights were.
Joe, I wasn't there because I was out of town on business, but I watched it on television, and it was a love fest. And I think the players felt it more than anyone, and I think the fans felt it just the same as in return. I mean, it was just a good feeling. In fact, I was talking to Danny Briere, the general manager of the Flyers, and he was saying how uplifting the parade and the celebration was to the Flyers organization. So that goes to show the positivity that this Eagle victory can mean to all the sports teams in the city. They know what it's like now to win the championship, and they want to be on that podium.
Well, I remember in 80, obviously, the feeling took off in town. And, John, you were a big believer 7 years ago. Now, I was not, John. But, John, you were a big believer. If you might remember this, when the Eagles won, the Sixers and Flyers ripped off, like, 10 or 15 straight wins. You remember this, John, 7 years ago? And you kept saying that they were winning because of the feeling in the air, and I would say no, they're just winning because they got Joel and Ben Simmons, and
there's an electricity that I don't know lifts all ships.
I don't know,
right?
I don't know, Joel. Something tells me the Sixers and Flyers.
I'll go back a long way, back to 80. You know, when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. We lost, but the Phillies were in the World Series. They won. The Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals. They lost. All the teams in our city in that particular year, 1980, were in the championship game. Yes, only the Phillies won, but the town was electric. It's the only time, I believe, in sports history that all four teams were in the professional game.
That's correct. Championship game. That's exactly right.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, all four in the same. I mean, when you count the Eagles in January of 81. Charles, let me get to a reality of Friday that really struck me, and I'm curious if you could be our psychologist. All right, because sometimes we need Jaws the psychologist for the Philly sports fan. So one of my two favorite moments from Friday was Brandon Graham during his speech saying, all right, bring me my other trophy. And so he's got double barrel trophy right in front of him. 17 Super Bowl trophy, 24 Super Bowl trophy. And two things struck me in that moment. One, it was the first time I'd seen the visual of two Eagles Super Bowl trophies right next to each other, and it was such a great moment. But two, so cool. But two was... it's going to be different now, Joss. Like, the franchise that you played for and that we followed for so many decades, striving for the first and then trying to reach for the second, it's a different deal now. How do you think it will manifest in a different way, knowing that the Eagles now have two and the Philadelphia sports fans now have two?
Well, I think it's a positive. You know, for many, many years, the Philly sports fans were downtrodden. You know, people made fun of the Philly sports fans. You guys never won anything.
Yeah.
The fact that now we are dominating professional football, and I've heard the word, in fact, I've used it myself a few times this past few weeks, dynasty. There's no reason not to believe that this team can win more Super Bowls and get in a run. Hey, we know it's hard. We know how difficult it is. But when you look at this football team and look at the age of the team and the talent on the team, you know, there's no reason not to believe this can be a dynasty team. Now, you know, right now we're still on that euphoric high that we've been on because of the win, but I feel that it can be a dynasty. And then I think all the other teams see the success of these teams, and they start to begin to feel the same way.
Jaws, how hard is it to say goodbye to Kellen Moore, and what are you hoping that we're looking for in our new offensive coordinator?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I wish, you know, Kellen luck. He's obviously done a great job here, and, you know, really kind of toning down the offense, being simplified and being unbelievably effective. So that part of it was great. Play calling was terrific. So, you know, I wish him well. But, you know, Howie and Jeffrey and Don Smolinski, the leaders of the Eagles organization, have always done a terrific job of reloading. You know, they know what talent is out there. They've been doing a great job of getting talent. Yes, mistakes are made along the way. There's no doubt of that. But I think they'll find a replacement that'll fit right in. I don't know who it'll be. I have no inside information, but I believe they'll make the right choice. It seems when anyone leaves this Eagle organization, they seem to reload in a very positive manner.
I was surprised at Jalen Hurts' answer on a Kevin Petullo question, and I guess this was last week. It sort of got lost in the parade and stuff. But when Jalen was asked about Kevin Petullo's viability as the, you know, as a potential candidate for the offensive coordinator position, it didn't sound like Jalen was as, I don't know, enthusiastic about that or as into that. It sounded like he it was a strange answer, and I don't know if you have that or not.
I get that impression. I just didn't. I think it was the right answer. It's not his decision. You know, I'm sure behind closed doors they'll ask him and his feelings that, but ultimately, you know, it's the front office making that decision. Howie and Jeff are going to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, they will make the right decision. And I sometimes, in the past, when they ask quarterbacks around the league when someone gets fired, you know, who do you want? And, you know, they always have an input, well, I want this guy or that guy. I think they're dead wrong in making that assumption. It's not their decision. Your position is quarterback. Play quarterback. You don't make personnel decisions. Do your job, as Bill Belichick would like to say, and don't get involved in other areas where you can get yourself in trouble. So I think his answer was spot on.
How hard is it to lead a team in victory celebration? You know, as the quarterback, you really are kind of the focal point of all of this. I just kept thinking during the parade, man, the eyes that you must feel as the quarterback, it's just so heightened. I've never had that experience, Juz.
John. I wish I would have, and I wish I could have said I had that experience Jalen Hurts had, but not only Jalen, you know, the quarterback obviously gets more attention than the other player, but every single player, those are memories that will last a lifetime for them, their families, you know, to hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy, to get that ring in a few months. I mean, those are memories that last a lifetime. You know, I can speak personally, 45 years removed from, you know, Super Bowl 15. I still get goosebumps when I think about the players, the coaches, the organization at that time. You know, it was a special feeling, and we lost in the Super Bowl. But,
sure,
you know, it does bring people together.
Ron Jaworski with us right now, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Jaws, you know, Howie had, you know, an all-time offseason, and he's had a couple of them now. Let's talk about what's up ahead for him, because, you know, this thing in about 3 weeks gets real with free agency. I'm going to give you four players, rank them in order of importance for the Eagles to retain, and they're the big four: Becton, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and Zach Bond. How do you rank those four, Sweat, Bond, Milton Williams, and Becton, for most important for the Eagles to keep?
I think Bond, number one. I think he's had, obviously a phenomenal season. And historically, Howie's always been careful about, you know, valuing linebackers too high. I mean, I've always said he didn't value them enough, but you know, it's worked out for him, and he's done a great job in that regard. But I think Bond, to me, just had an unbelievable season. In my opinion, he was a defensive player of the year. That's how good he played in pass rushing, playing the run, and playing defense. So I would say, you know, you got to keep Bond, but that's going to be a hard decision to make.
So the irony, the irony is, I think he's going to get the third most money, because I think both Milton Williams and Sweat will get more because they're up front.
Becton might get more, too.
Becton might. He might. Jaws, would you say Milton Williams is the second most important to keep? I mean, what he did and what Sweat did in the Super Bowl was incredible. How would you size up those two guys next?
I agree with that. I think Milton Williams goes in there at the number two spot. Becton, he's going to go out on the market. He's a free agent. So there's going to be a lot of bidding for him. You know, offensive linemen are hard to come by, and he's shown that he can play tackle. He couldn't play tackle. Well, now he can play guard. So I think you see the versatility that he will give a team, if it's not the Eagles, that sign him. And I think Sweat, and I know, you know, Sweat was probably one play away from being the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If Hurts does not hit the touchdown pass to Smitty. But, you know, he played great, but he's got an injury. And that's always the thing that, you know, worries people on the market when a player is coming off an injury.
Roger.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jaworski with us here. No question about it. Jaws, you think Kenny Pickett gets dealt and they go Tanner McKay and it's a way to get another draft pick and you trust McKay? Is that in the cards or do you say?
I think it's got a possibility, but I think Pickett has shown that he can play the game. And, you know, a quarterback gets to show his talent when he has an outstanding offensive line and the receiving talent that the Eagles have. So I think Pickett earned an opportunity, but Tanner McKay certainly has played well every chance he's been given. So that's going to be a tough decision.
Jaws, in talking to your friends, and you have so many on the national level that played football and covered the NFL through the decades, do you get the impression that they are sort of like we are here locally, in awe of what the Eagles just accomplished. Like, we are considering the Eagles to be amongst some of the very best teams in the salary cap era. I don't know quite where they rank, but they're really high up there. Do you get that impression from your buddies around the lake?
Absolutely, no doubt. You know, there is so much respect for Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs that this blowout, beating them in the Super Bowl, I mean, it was just a butt kicking. You know, people say what they want about Andy Reid's team, but he's got a great coaching staff, he's got a talented team, and the fact that at one point the score was 34-0, 34-0 at one point, just shows the incredible talent that this Eagle team has and the way that they are playing together and unified. So to me, that is stunning to a lot of people that I've been talking to.
Yeah, no question. And Joe's one last thing, because it does tie in the future, and I thought it was going to be gone a year or two ago. It hasn't been. Do you think the tush push stays? It's such a big advantage for the Eagles, and I thought it'd be gone and they didn't, you know, get it out as a league. Do you think it stays, or does the Eagles' success work against keeping it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to go 2 years ago. Basically on what I have read and understood, you know, when the league does their evaluations at the end of the season, you know, they're based on the safety of the game. And there are a lot of injuries in the tush push. Now, it doesn't always become aware to the, you know, the people that are watching the game on TV. But when they do their evaluation after breaking tape down, that is a dangerous play. So I thought it would be eliminated. But I think the competition committee felt it was still part of the game of football, an important part of the game of football, and they kept it in. It's not about the success or lack of success. It's about the injury factor.
Wow, that's interesting. All right. Well, listen, Jaws, let me thank you. I'm honestly not ready to wrap the season up, but I know it's...
I'm not either. Let's go.
Hey, next Tuesday. No, listen, Jaws, we're going to... I mean, we really haven't even had all the meetings with our boss yet to figure out how we can figure our lineup for the coming weeks. Just know this. I'm going to want to try to get you on as often as is reasonably possible, and obviously free agency and the draft are in the next couple of weeks, but just know this, as I guess we kind of wrap the regular season the season up. Thank you.
When there's news, call me, Joe.
Jaws, you're the best. I mean, you are the best. Thank you, Jaws.
Thank you, Jaws.
All right, my man. There he is, Ron Jaworski. What a masterful season from Jaws. I mean, my God.
He's both on the Eagles and off. I mean, he said Jaden Daniels was the best rookie he had seen in like November or something.
And he is really good.
And by the end of the season, everyone's like, best rookie ever.
You know what he also said? Jordan Love overrated. And Jordan Love, like, I didn't think Jaden Daniels played bad at all in that championship game. I thought everyone around him let him down. Like, the defense stuck for Washington, and every ball carrier, it seemed like, fumbled. But Jaden Daniels, I thought, played great in that playoff, or at least very good in the playoff game. Jordan Love, John, had three interceptions in that game. He was a disaster in that game.
Mm.
And Jaws said that right before, you know, shortly before the game. He's like, this guy's not as good as people think. He nailed a lot.
Jaden Daniels is incredible.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's proven to the world that he just keeps getting better, and he's going to be a major problem for us twice a year.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.